I wanted someone who has been to one of our training centers and who is one of our members to talk about advanced blindness skills training at the NFB centers. So I've asked Robert Gardner, who some years ago spent the time at Blind Inc. to obtain that train. Yes, somebody's a Blind Inc. fan out there. And I know that Quinn is out there. That's who's yelling. So, you know, you can weigh in. So I'm going to turn the mic over to Bob. And if Quinn wants to intercede at some point with something, they can go forward.
Here you go, Bob.
Okay, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes, I'm going to talk a little bit about Blind Incorporated. John Gordon earlier in the day from Bureau of Blind Services said he was impressed by people that went to an NFB training center, came out as, what was the word he used for advertisements for the training center? Well, I'm here to advertise Blind Inc. I went through that program. I think it was one of the greatest accomplishments of my adult life, the fact that I got through it, okay? Because I did not find it to be a particular easy program to do. It was extremely rewarding. It changed my life around as a blind person, even to some of the ways I look at things as just a person in general. So anyway, I talked to Denise about what she wanted me to talk about. I'm not going to talk about the curriculum. If you want to know about that, you can find it. I'm sure all you youngsters can find it on Google and the internet and all that. But basically, the idea, of course, is that you learn blindness skills. You learn Braille, you in computers, mobility. And the idea is you go through the school. It's usually a 6 to 9 month program. And if you're from Illinois, you're going to be living in Minneapolis. And so it becomes a lot more than going to classes. It becomes a life experience. You're living this 24/7. So anyway, I talked to Denise about what she wanted me to talk about. We're not going to talk about curriculum. She wanted me to talk about what was it like for me as a person to go through that experience. And that's what I'm gonna try to talk about the 6 months that I was there in 15 or 20 minutes.
Can we kind of keep down the talking in the room, please? Because it's a lot to continue with.
Okay. So I went to Blind Incorporated. My blindness skills were next to none. The only blindness skill I really did have was computer skills. I had that. I didn't know Braille. My mobility was next to nothing. And so I was very anxious. Anxious is a kind word. Maybe like scared was a better word when I started. But I had made this commitment. I was going to do this. And I was going to go. And I went. And my wife, Nancy, who was sighted, you know, we drove up to Minneapolis. And I was going to start on a Monday morning. We spent the weekend getting me ready, set up in the apartment. You live in an apartment away from the center, a couple miles away from the center. You have to take a bus to get there. So there's a whole other set of problems I was wondering about. And there was a staffer, you know, well, first I'm in this apartment and I'm thinking about Monday morning, and there was a staffer who lived in the apartment house, and he came by on Sunday and said, well, meet me down at the back door of the apartment house and we'll ride the bus in together. Well, that was great because, you know, I had never ridden a bus as a blind person. I was sighted as a kid and, of course, rode the buses in, but certainly not as a blind adult. So, you know, my first thought was, golly, I hope I can find the rear door of the apartment house. I'm living on the third floor. You know, I don't know nothing from nothing. But anyway, you know, he took me in. I went in with this staffer. He rode in with him for a couple of days. And then he just sort of kind of disappeared. And I was on my own. And that, I think, was the thing that really hit me at the very beginning for being there. First of all, I woke up on that Monday morning, and Nancy was gone. She went home, and there I was. You know, you have to pick out, you got to get your clothes, you know. See, I want a bowl of cereal. Where are the cereal bowls? You know, I got two boxes of cereal here. What is what? And all of a sudden, it really hit me for the first time. As a blind adult, I was really, really on my own. You know, there was nobody there to help me. That I this was going to be up to me. And I think that is the thing that that really hit me very, very early at Blind Incorporated. It was, there was no hand holding. They expected you to figure things out. And you had to figure them out, PDQ. You know, after 2 days of having somebody sort of take me by the hand in on the bus in the morning, like I said, what did I do? Well, I kind of hung out at the, if I remember right, I think I hung out at that back door of the apartment house, and here comes a steward. Oh, Charlie, you going to school? Yeah, well, mind if I tag along? Okay, already I'm problem solving, right? So anyway, yes, there was a lot and lots of anxiety for me. Now, I guess the caveat for this is I'm telling you my experience. I know there's other people here in the room who went to Blind Incorporated, and their experience might be totally different. They might have been very much at ease or whatever. I was not. There's lots and lots of anxiety, lots and lots of stress that I felt. Then we went into school. You're going like a chicken all day long from about, it started at 8 in the morning till 4:30 in the afternoon. And a lot of students would say, boy, that first month I was so tired. Well, not only were you dealing with all the anxiety and the stress, but a lot of the physical activity too. You know, how many of us blind people before I would have done something like this were sitting around in your house or apartment watching TV or listening to talking books? All of a sudden in this training program, you're up on your feet and you're going. So anyway, I finally, things got a little bit better. I don't know that the anxiety ever went away. It just got less, or sometimes I think I just got, so I learned to live with it. I sort of remember every day, you know, eating my breakfast, eating my wheat chex or whatever, and getting ready to go, and sticking on that backpack and heading out the door. And there was always those little bit of butterflies in your stomach. It's like, what am I going to run into today? What are they going to ask me to do today? Because that was really almost like a daily occurrence. Constantly trying to expand your horizons, trying to make you do things, trying to make you think about how to problem solve, and it just became a way of life. Things were not too bad for me at class as far like as computers. The cooking class, it was like, okay, the first day I went in that Monday morning, it was sort of like, hi, I'm Bob, and greet everybody, and you kind of walk around and get to know what the building is, if you can learn that in one day, right? Then the second day I go in the morning, my first class is cooking class. We had to cook. So I hadn't cooked. Nancy did all the cooking. I hadn't cooked since I was a sighted bachelor many, many, many years before that. And so I walk in the morning, walk in the class, into the kitchen, and the cooking instructor says, put on this apron, you're making soup. And it's like, wait, this is only my second day. But that was the way it was, you know, here, you know, you're going to do it. Go over to that gas stove, okay, and get ready to turn it Well, no, we have an electric stove at home. I don't even, I'm scared to death of this gas stove. If I turn this knob the wrong way, is the place going to blow up or whatever? But no, that was the way it was. Braille, had to learn Braille. I learned grade two Braille. I was there 6 months, I think. I finished the last lesson maybe the day before I left. It took all of 6 months to get grade two jammed down my throat. I'm not a very fast Braille reader. I learned grade two. I try to keep up Braille. I read Braille now, not very fast, but I am so proud of the fact that I can read Braille. So proud. Kind of an aside, I think the very first time I ever met Debbie Stein, this was long before Blind Incorporated, first thing she ever said to me is, "Do you read Braille?" And I, "Well, no, I use a computer and, you know, blah, blah, blah." But, you know, you're not, if you're totally blind like me and you don't know Braille, you're not a complete blind person. That was the thing that I realized before I went to Blind Incorporated. I'd been fairly successful in life. You know, I had a good job, and I had a wife, a wonderful wife. I had a house, I had kids. But when I looked at myself as a blind person, I was really a failure as a blind person. I couldn't travel except, you know, with using somebody like Nancy's assistant, you know, sighted guide, rather. So anyway, Braille, I learned Braille. Braille was painful, though. You know, you had to read Braille in a class. There's very small classes at Blind Incorporated. I was maybe three in a class, maybe. But you had to read Braille aloud. And here I was, you know, this guy had gone through college, got a master's and all that, but now I'm run, spot, run. Spot, comma, run, period. I felt like such a village idiot. I felt like the biggest dunce in the world. And I participated in the life group. Linda Hendel, I think, is going to talk about the life group, where we get together on the phone and read Braille, to work on our Braille. And I've mentioned on that, I still have great difficulty reading Braille aloud to other people. I'm psychologically damaged from that. But I am so proud of my Braille that I can read Braille. And we'll be talking more about Braille, I think, before we leave here today, right?
Yes.
Yes, we will. And the greatest joy for me, I could talk about this all day long, so I got to really, really watch my time. How much time I got? 10?
Yeah, about 10 minutes.
Yeah, okay. My greatest joy, of course, was mobility, because I had zero mobility going in. You know, after that experience with riding the bus, I think it was the next weekend after that, I said, well, you know, I've got to learn how to ride this bus by myself. You know, I've got to do this. Nobody's going to do this for me. I can't count on somebody to come and take me to school every day or get me home. And I went out the apartment. Out that back door, all you had to do was walk down an alley to the street, turn left, walk half a block, go to the corner, turn the corner, and there was a bus stop. I tried to do that two times by myself that first weekend, and I got lost both times. That's how bad my playing skills were. I had to have somebody bring me back to the apartment house. So it wasn't very long, though. I was surprised when I looked back at how quickly the mobility went. You know, we would start out with maybe maybe a couple students, maybe three students, and the travel instructor, and you would go out on travel class and walk and go here and there. And then after a while, if you got the travel instructor had a little bit more confidence in you, you would go out with maybe another student or two, or another couple students. And then eventually, of course, eventually you had to get to the point where you could go out and walk on your own. Somehow, there, to me anyway, there was always a big difference between walking solo and walking even with somebody else. Even walking with somebody who was a poor travel instructor seemed always easier than walking solo by yourself. But I think it was probably within the first month I was there that I did my first solo walk, walked around the block, big Minnesota block. It sounds like it's not that much of a walk, but it was probably a good 15, 20 minute walk. And so the fact that I got to the point where I really had some mobility, it was so freeing, that feeling of independence. You know, if you're talking about one of the goals of a training center is to make you independent, that mobility skills can really do it for you. And I think even Dr. Jernigan in The Meaning of Independence, if you ever read that or listened to that famous lecture of his, and he comes right out and says that, you know, that when it comes to blindness skills, you got to start with mobility. Everything starts with mobility. If you want to get a job, you got to have mobility. You want to go to school, you want to go to the college, you better have some mobility skills. So without the mobility skills, you're really, really limited. So I was really, really